Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring four different Motown artists, each artist having a 45 that had the A-side and the B-side charting on the United States Billboard charts. We'll hear from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Four Tops, the Temptations, and the Marvelettes this half hour. Well, first up, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Doggone Right, right here on Motown.
Disregarding all of this, just for you. That's all it is. Seven rooms of gloom. I live with emptiness without your tenderness.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Would be gone without you.
Motown Memory from the Four Tops. That was a B-side, but a great song called I'll Turn to Stone. It only reached number 76 in the United States pop charts in 1967. And we started before that the A-side, Seven Rooms of Gloom, number 14 from the Four Tops. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Here I Go Again, number 37 from 1969. That was the B-side. The A-side was Doggone Right, reaching number 32 from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring Motown artists who had a double-sided hit. That is, the 45 charted on both the A-side and the B-side of the 45. Well, coming up, The Temptations with My Baby from 1965. Well, My Baby was written by Miracles members Smokey Robinson, Bobby Rogers, and Pete Moore, and it was produced by Smokey. The song was a top 20 hit in the United States and a top 5 hit on the rhythm and blues charts. It was an extension of the theme from the group's number 1 hit, My Girl, which had been released the previous December. My Baby features the Temptations with David Ruffin on lead, bragging about the qualities of a special lady. Well, Ruffin praises his woman's hairstyles and personality and hopes that, quote, she digs me the way I am, but if I have to change, you know I'm gonna do it for my baby. Here are the Temptations with My Baby right here on Motown.
Whose hairstyles are out of this world? Whether it's straight or bouffant or it's curled, my baby,
my baby, my baby,
my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby. Hair so like a baby lamb, and I love to run my fingers through it. I hope she digs me the way I am, but if I have to change, you know I'm gonna do it for my baby.
I'm gonna do it for my baby.
Ooh, personality contains more gold than anything in this world could hold. My baby,
my baby,
my baby, hey, hey, hey,
hey.
My baby, baby, pretty baby. Enough gold in her personality to set Fort Knox to shame. This golden girl belongs to me. Let me know that I try to stake his claim on my baby. My life comes. Oh yeah,
she's my baby.
Oh yeah, she's my baby.
Oh, oh,
oh, yeah,
I love my baby so.
My baby, she's cute as can be.
My baby,
little girl's got a hold on. Walking around in a daze, my baby,
my baby, my baby,
yeah, yeah,
my baby, baby,
pretty baby. Gives me a feeling I can't explain. She sets my soul on fire, but I don't feel hurt and I don't feel pain. All I feel is a strong desire for my baby.
Don't look back.
Don't look back.
And don't look back.
Don't.
something that can be done. Don't end your faith in love because of what he's done.
With you.
The Marvelettes. The B-side of the 45 called Forever. That reached number 78 in the United States Billboard charts from 1963. Before that, an A-side hit number 44, Looking Up for My Heart by the Marvelettes. Before that, the B-side from The Temptations, Don't Look Back, number 83 from 65. And the A-side of that 45 was The Temps' My Baby, reaching number 13. Well, we have time for one more song this hour, so let's keep it with the Marvelettes. And the first number one song on the Motown record label, and the Marvelettes' biggest hit, here is Please Mr. Postman from 1961, right here on Motown Marvelettes. Marvelettes with their number one smash, Please Mr. Postman. Well, this hour, we featured nine different Motown artists. Each artist had a double-sided hit. That is, both the A-side and the B-side of the 45 charted on the United States Billboard charts. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.